Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. In light of the fact that next week is National Pollinator Week, we thought we'd do a bee and honey update with state apiarist Tammy Horn Potter. One major element of progress is the state's new pollinator protection plan, and within it, efforts to reduce hive losses.
As part of the Kentucky Pollinator Protection Plan, our state is wanting to reduce hive mortality. It has been as high as 44% in the nation. The numbers just came out, I guess, about 2 weeks ago, and we've dropped from 44 in 2016 in terms of hive loss down to approximately 33% across the nation.
To aid in hive loss identification, she and UK entomologist Rick Besson have teamed up to create a pretty nifty little tool.
What Dr. Besson and I wanted to do was to create a laminated honeybee pocket disease identification guide. And these identification guides are about the size of a credit card that we put on a key ring with pictures that help Kentucky Department of Ag field inspectors.
They can use them to help beekeepers determine the cause of a hive loss when it does occur. Those pocket guides will soon be made available to county extension offices for that same purpose. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Part of next week's state celebration of National Pollinator Week is the Ag Department's hosting of a stakeholder meeting Monday, June 19 at 1 p.m.
One of the things that we wanted to do was to invite the stakeholders to the Kentucky Department of Agriculture and let different stakeholders update us on what they are doing in terms of the goals for pollinator protection.
A special guest for Monday's meeting is State Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles. Potter says overall in the state there is a cooperative spirit to help with pollinator protection, and now the new plan with its elements.
The big one is just to get best management practices out to beekeepers, landowners, and chemical spray applicators. And so we've been working on that both in written form. The Pollinator Protection Plan is on the Kentucky Department of Ag online website.
And that is kyagr.com, and click Beekeeping. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.